Nancy Pelosi's California Kitty Problem. As one resigns, other prances around in Batman costume. By Hannah Blow on October 31, 2019. Representative Katie Porter, DCA, showed up to work in a Batman costume, the same day as the highly partisan impeachment inquiry resolution vote, further highlighting the struggle House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, has had with wrangling lawmakers hailing from her own state. Onlookers spotted Porter in the halls of the Capitol wearing a Batman costume on Halloween the same day as the partisan passage of the impeachment inquiry resolution. The National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, posted a series of photos of the lawmaker on social media, suggesting that it was emblematic of how seriously Democrats are taking the impeachment inquiry. As House Democrats prepare to officially blow up their majority with impeachment, at Rep. Katie Porter is prancing around dressed as Batman, the NRCC wrote. This is how seriously these clowns are taking impeachment. While Porter reportedly took off the costume when it came time to vote, she wore it at Thursday's House Financial Services Committee hearing. Another clip on Twitter shows Porter dodging questions prompted by her Halloween costume. Congresswoman Porter, does Alfred get minimum wage? Someone asked. If you return the Batmobile, could you pay for the Green New Deal? Porter ignored the question, opening a door and spilling her beverage in the process. Porter is not the only California Katie that made waves for Pelosi on Thursday. Outgoing Representative Katie Hill, DCA, who is resigning amid allegations of inappropriate sexual relationships with congressional staffers, one of which she admitted to, voted alongside her Democrat colleagues to advance the impeachment resolution on Thursday. She said she did so on behalf of the women of the United States of America. And so today, as my last vote, I voted on impeachment proceedings. Not just because of corruption, obstruction of justice, or gross misconduct, but because of the deepest abuse of power, including the abuse of power over women, Hill said on the House floor. Today, as my final act, I voted to move forward with the impeachment of Donald Trump on behalf of the women of the United States of America, she continued. We will not stand down. We will not be broken. We will not be silenced. We will rise, and we will then make tomorrow better than today, she concluded. As for Pelosi, the speaker is facing an ethics complaint backed by over 40 conservative groups. The complaint blasts the Democrat leader for opening an inquiry without a full House vote and adds that she has essentially weaponized impeachment.